just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Thank you. That was Pressing a Book by The Shins off their debut album, O Inverted World, celebrating its 20th anniversary. And I think maybe we're up to 21st now, technically. Yeah, they of course just came through town last Saturday at the Roadrunner down in Brighton. And they put on an excellent show, really great concert. They played the entirety of that first album, O Inverted World, including that song. Really amazing crowd, really great band. It was great to see them, I'm a big fan. But before that, before The Shins, we had Fenlily, I, Nietzsche. And before that, Frankie Valli, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. We got about 50 minutes left of the show today. You're listening to On the Air Tonight Radio on WMFO, my radio program. I'm DJ Michael, and hope you're enjoying the music so far. Let's keep it moving along, though. And on the theme of that Shins concert I just mentioned, one of the things they did is while they were playing their song Sleeping Lessons, they had a little interlude where they broke into the Tom Petty classic American Girl. It was really great. The entire crowd was singing along. It was really cool to hear that song performed live. Obviously, we've lost the great Tom Petty, so it's not an opportunity you'll hear from him anymore. But we can still listen to live recordings, and here is one live recording of him performing it from 1986 at the Wiltern. It's American Girl here on WMFO.
She was an American girl, raised in a
TVC15 by David Bowie off Station to Station. For that, Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins. Love that song. Feels a little bit like shoegazy or maybe even grungy. Sort of not really what I associate with the Smashing Pumpkins, but definitely sort of I like the sound. And before that, it was that live version of American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Got a quick PSA for you before we round out the last 30 minutes of our show. This is an important one. So, on August 12th, 2022, just a few blocks from Tufts University, Stephen Conley of Somerville was riding in the bike lane on Broadway when the operator of a parked Land Rover opened their driver's side door into his path. Conley crashed and was rushed to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he died the next day. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. If you are on a bike or walking, obey safety and traffic laws, and even more particularly, watch out for drivers and bikers who don't. It really is a matter of life and death. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Important stuff there. A sad message, but nonetheless an important one. Now, after that, let's get started back on some music, and we got a fun one here. Just the other night, I was lucky enough to catch a screening of Nashville, the great Robert Altman film from 1971, I believe. I apologize if I mixed that date up. It was screening at the Somerville Theater. I think the run is done now, but one of my favorite movies. Highly recommended if you haven't seen it, but it's about Nashville, and there's lots of music in it, and they're all original songs, and this is one of the original songs. It plays at the climactic scene of the film. This isn't the version from that climactic scene of the film, but it is a version of it that's heard in the film, performed by Keith Carradine, one of the actors, and here it is. I just really like the song in its own right. I'd love to see it covered by modern artists, because I don't think it ever has been, but anyways, this is It Don't Worry Me, Keith Carradine off the Nashville original motion picture soundtrack on WMFO on the Air Tonight Radio.
The price of bread may worry some, but it don't worry me. Tax relief may never come, but it don't worry me. Economy's depressed, not me. My spirit's high as it can be. And you may say that I ain't free, but it don't worry me. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say that I ain't free, but it don't. Say this train don't give out rides, well it don't worry me. All the world is taking sides, but it don't worry me. 'Cause in my empire life is sweet, oh just ask any boy you meet. And life may be a one-way street, but it don't worry me. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say that I ain't free, but it don't worry me. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. Don't worry me. You may say that I ain't free,
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Money.
Give it to the birds and feed anybody. Oh, what
Live at the Star Club in Hamburg, 1964, singing Money, a great classic tune. Love that. One of my favorite live records, just the wild piano, just, it's terrific. Before that, Year That Clayton Delaney Died by Tom T. Hall, the storyteller, the great country songwriter. Now we got a good one for you. This is, you know, it's hard to say that any Beatles song is sort of obscure because, like, you know, they're the Beatles. But this one, I feel like, is kind of actually obscure, because it's only on the Yellow Submarine record, and it's a George Harrison song, and it's just sort of weird, and I don't hear it ever discussed that much, but I just find something really delightful about this. It's All Too Much is the name of the song, and so far as I know, there are two versions of the song out there. There's the one that's on the Yellow Submarine, you know, soundtrack album, the sort of classic LP, and then there's this new sort of version of the LP they put out called the Yellow Submarine Song Book or something like that, and it has it's got the same sort of stuff on it, but it has the it doesn't have the sort of the music that George Harrison composed for the film on it, but it's just the sort of songs that come from that time period. And there's two differently mixed and mastered versions of the song. And the one on the songbook version of Yellow Submarine is very sort of cleanly mixed, and it's nice, and it's sort of boring to me, to be honest. But the version I'm about to play, which comes off the original Yellow Submarine soundtrack album, is really muddy. It's really, like, psychedelic-y. It's almost like shoegaze-ish. I don't really know what's going on with the mix. I don't know whether it's intended to sound that way, or whether it sounds that way on the original pressings of the album, because I don't have one, but I really dig it, whether it's intentional or not, so I hope you do too. It's All Too Much by the Beatles on WFO.
an evil tear. Say she's the way. She got a long black hair and a big black car. I know what you're thinking, but you won't get far. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's the witch. Where she wanders around late at night, won't stop the people sleeping tight. If you hear a knocking on your door, you better sing it away. Wahoo! Wah, baby, I'm a witch. Now you know the score, 'cause I sent you straight. But you better be careful,
we'll be right back.
That was All the Way from Memphis by Mott the Hoople. Great stuff. Great song. We've come to the end of our show, unfortunately. It's 5 minutes left in the hour, and that means it's time for me to go. The Desperate Hours are coming up next, so you should stick around and listen to that. Always stay tuned to WMFO. Keep the music going in your life. I'll be here next week, same time, same place, Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Hope to see you then for On the Air Tonight Radio. Until then, I do hope you have a safe and healthy weekend. I do hope you enjoy this first sort of weekend of fall as we enter the threshold of post-Labor Day weekend. And I also hope you stay healthy, happy, and safe. Keep rocking the music. Keep it going. Now, let's close out the show with a little bit of old school Phil Spector material. It's "To Do Ron Ron" by The Crystals. See everybody. Have a good week.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Woo-hoo! It's cold here.